This is Clyde Perkins, the visiting committee of the Pioneers.
Hello, Pete.
And we have Peter Kalam with us today, and we'll have Peter say a few words.
Please take him out here.
Just a few moments.
Take long.
He'll go around. Well, if you'd like to talk a little, he's going to ask you some questions.
What is your full name, Peter?
Huh?
What is your full name?
My full name?
Mm-hmm. Last name. Peter Kalam?
Peter Columbi.
Columbi?
Yeah.
Columbi.
C-O-U-L-O-M-E.
How old are you, Peter?
How old?
Mm-hmm.
84.
You're 84.
Oh,
84 years young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen you probably around town, haven't I? You've been around town for a bit?
Yes, Pete's been around town
did.
All the time.
Huh?
I remember you.
That's Adolph Stock. You know him, don't you?
Yeah.
From the Pioneers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Peter's been to the Pioneer meetings.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know what this is, then? You heard us talking about it. This recording, tape recorder, where we record the voices?
Yeah.
Of old Pioneers?
Yeah.
Well, they kind of put me on the spot. I'm a new member, you know.
Oh, yeah?
And I've got to go out and get some of these stories from you folks.
Oh, I see.
Can you remember some of the things that happened over the years that have been of interest to you that you'd like to tell us?
When did you first come to the country, Pete?
Huh?
When did you first come to the country?
1897.
In 1897?
1897.
Yeah. Where did you get first, to Dawson or to Fairbanks? Or to Nome?
We got to Dawson first because we were coming down the river.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't stay in Dawson that spring. I went to Circle.
I see.
Yeah.
You went in the Circle country first?
I went to Circle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long did you stay in Circle then? Did you do any prospecting there?
Just a year.
Just a year?
Yeah.
You didn't find nothing worthwhile then, huh?
No. Well, I had a brother here, you know.
You had a brother here?
Yeah, Charlie Colomb.
Yeah, yeah.
He was one of them discovered in the Circle.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
The one that discovered the Golden Circle.
Yeah.
His brother did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lascanelli and Jack McGregor.
Lascanelli?
Charlie Colomb.
I know Lascanelli.
Lamarra and Steve, they were the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Discover.
Circle. You didn't get anything worthwhile up there, did you? Did you take out any money?
Who, them fellas?
Yeah, no, I mean up at Circle, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I must have got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you know some of the other old-timers around here?
Huh?
Some of the other old-timers here. Do you remember some of the other people that was around with you in those days?
Oh, yeah, there was. Chris Angdon, George Appleside, yeah. Oh, there was a little lot here. And then
from Circle, where did you go when you...
I went to Nome.
Then you went to Nome?
Fall of 99.
Fall of 99.
Yeah.
Did you mine on the beach at Nome?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of men there, wasn't there?
Yeah, a lot of men there. A
lot of prospectors.
1900.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You see, the beach was struck in... Yeah, the beach was stuck in 99.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, how many thousands were up there in Nome?
Of course, the fall. There was 30,000 there.
30,000 people.
Came in.
Yeah.
Well, they all found gold.
Uh-huh.
Huh? They all found gold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They took out lots of money the first year there, too, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they took out lots of money. Nome was a rich cat, boy. That was a poor man's cat.
They tell me he only had few feet of ground to work up there, wasn't it?
No, he didn't have any at all.
Huh?
It belonged to the government.
I see.
He didn't have any at all.
They'd give you so many feet to work, though.
Yeah, well,
10 by 10 or 10 by 20 feet.
As long as they could keep you working.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you keep the gold after you took it out?
Huh?
Up there at Nome, where did you keep the gold after you took it out?
Buried it again.
You know, no, I mean, when you took out a bunch of gold, what did you do with it? To have it safe?
Well,
you have to sleep on it?
The first year, you know, I don't know how they done it, but they done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then how long did you stay in Nome, Pete?
I came to Fairbanks from Nome in
1904. The time of this town was struck.
Yeah.
Huh? Did you come by boat or dog team?
Huh? I come by boat.
You come by boat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To cut off from that car boat.
Mm-hmm. How many of you were on that boat when it come to Fairbanks that time?
There wasn't many, there was a dozen of us.
About a dozen?
Coming up from Rome.
Mm-hmm. You come right in here to Fairbanks on the boat, did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much of a town did you find here at that time?
Wasn't much of a town.
Not much, huh?
Stump, lots of stump.
Lots of stump.
I see, lots of tree stumps. Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A few tents, huh?
Yeah.
Few log cabins?
Yeah. Johnny Bennett had a freight day out here.
Who's that?
Johnny Bennett.
John Bennett?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know him?
Yes, yeah, I remember.
He went to him.
Yeah, I remember John Bennett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had a freight outfit there.
Would you enjoy hearing
him?
Now.
Pete, I'm glad to see you. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, after he got this little stubble.
Yeah. What started this to start in with?
Well, I went to see the doctor for my heart. And he's a good friend. He said I had a leak of heart. So he sent me home with the bottle of pills. And I took four pills for 4 days. Then I quit. I quit the four pills and I went on two pills. The second day I took it. Froze the end of my toe, right square of my foot there.
You
see, right square off.
It what?
It froze it.
Froze
all my toe.
Mm-hmm.
On the end there. Mm. And they stayed frozen. I never know that. Sorry to hate the Lord. She's eating me up.
Mm.
Hey.
I never heard of such a deal, Joe, did you?
Holding his head.
No, I never heard of that, Pete.
Eh?
I never heard of such a business as that, I mean, in regard to these...
I never heard of anything like that.
No.
Myself. There was nothing wrong with me outside of that.
No.
Woke up one morning and all my toes were through.
Hmm.
Just like a chunk of ice. They never got healed up.
Well, did you ever ask the doctor what this was about?
Hey, I shivered for the body and stuff. So you gotta hurt him so much and you give him pills and stuff like that. So he's working on me. He said, well, I gotta say, I'm gonna cut a couple of them. So he did. Never stop it.
Hmm.
For hurting this thing.
Hmm.